Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, July 3rd. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, apps for taking pictures of fireworks and a social network for youngsters. But first, researchers at Facebook had few restrictions on access to users' data until very recently. Their work got little notice until the publication of a report on how the social network did an experiment in which it tried to manipulate members' emotions. The journal says Facebook's data science team has done a lot of experiments. If the researchers worked for a university, they would have been required to get consent from study participants. Facebook just relied on users' agreement to its terms of service. Facebook said that since the study on emotions, it's implemented stricter guidelines on data science team research. For the latest, head to WSJD.com. We're about to find out how important drivers feel it is to be connected when they're on the road. General Motors plans to offer AT&T's high-speed wireless internet service on several of its 2015 models. $10 a month will buy 200 megabytes of data, enough for about 6.5 hours of streaming music. Remember the battle between VHS and Betamax or Blu-ray versus HD DVD? Well, here we go again. The Journal's Fred Fishkin has the story.
This time, the fight is over standards for the connected home. Microsoft has now joined Qualcomm, Panasonic, LG, and others in joining what is called the All-Scene Alliance to promote protocols for getting smart devices to work together. Some rivals, though, reportedly plan to announce another standards group as soon as next week. But consumer confusion over standards could hinder widespread adoption of technology connecting everything from light bulbs to baby monitors and appliances to the Internet. It's not unlike the battle between Apple, Google, and others for control of Internet-connected technology going to cars, with automakers siding with different factions. I'm Fred Fishkin for The Wall Street Journal.
Heading to fireworks on the 4th of July? If you're planning on taking some pictures with your smartphone, WSJD has some recommendations on some apps. The iPhone stock camera app is great because it's simple. You can turn your flash off, and you can turn on HDR mode. You'll do even better with Camera Plus, which comes with an image stabilizer, a timer, and a front-facing flash for nighttime group selfies. With Android phones, Camera FV5 is an app that works for phones running Android 2.2 and up. It lets you set a photo timer or take shots with exposure times of up to 30 seconds, so your fireworks can have light trails. For more, head to WSJD.com. An online games maker for children is going where few tech companies have dared to tread. It's rolling out a social network aimed at kids. Mind Candy is the company behind Moshi Monsters, the virtual world of colorful cartoon characters that children can adopt and look after. Tomorrow, Mind Candy plans to launch Pop Jam, a mobile app where children can post photos, create and share drawings, and follow channels about certain topics or brands. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared to end the week.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average topped 17,000 for the first time ever after a strong June jobs report. The blue chips up 92 points at 17,068, a new all-time closing high. The S&P up 10 at an all-time closing high. The NASDAQ hit at 28 at 44.85. AT&T shares up 0.5% today. Facebook fell 0.25%. Twitter was down 1%. Google up about 0.5%. So was Apple. Again, the NASDAQ up 28. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.